This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman, and every few weeks here, we welcome back KUOW's Elizabeth Austin, bringing us poetry from another local writer. And Elizabeth, who do we have for us today?
Well, Marcy, you may remember that last month we heard a couple of poems by J.W. Marshall reading at Seattle Arts and Lectures, and I promised to bring you poems by Christine Deevil, who also read that night, and here I am making good on that promise.
Because this is a pair. Christine Deevil and J.W. Marshall are both partners in business and partners in life. They own Open Books, the poetry-only bookstore.
That's right. And I'll tell you, what I love about Christine Deevil's work is that she somehow always sees or notices things that I'm sure I would have looked right past. And not only that, she shows them to me in language that startles me into a new awareness. So I brought in two of Christine's poems that are about places that I think will be familiar to many of our listeners. But it'll give us a chance to re-meet those places through Christine's eye and voice. And this first one is set at a place that I think is familiar to you, Marcy. I think you know Thornton Creek?
Thornton Creek is my backyard. I see it every morning when I wake up and hear it every morning when I wake up and before I go to bed.
Well, perfect. So here's Christine Deevil reading her poem, In Your Care.
So this is In Your Care, and it comes out of a time when John and I lived up in Lake City. In your care, I'm not going to open my mouth to drink because I want my contiguous warmth. Where I was is an incision of park, a bite of creek, a little aneurysm where the dog can wade, a slice of place. I won't open my mouth to talk because I like my unbroken warmth. Officer, I promise I will say, I found this credit card in Thornton Creek. What does it mean? For a while, I'm not opening my mouth at all. Something was caught on the rocks, her name punched in it, and her number, a privileged member. I'm a warm rock. I'm a pulse, not a purse. They can be opened. I'm a loop, also a pool, not a pocket, a pillow. This is a reclaimed stream. Thornton Creek watershed, in your care. In my care, Elizabeth Klein. Your J.C. Penney card home with me. Officer, I am planning to speak clearly. I found Elizabeth Klein's Penny's card in Thornton Creek, which is in my care. Tonight, I'm nil by mouth. I'm nil from mouth. I'm nil for a mouth. Ms. Klein's card is muddy, perhaps from upstream by the mall, perhaps brought down in last night's beater rain, brought down to where the Thornton Creek watershed is in my care. Elizabeth Klein, what happened up there? I have your credit card, Elizabeth, and I haven't called the police or department store yet. Your card is with me, and I'm not opening my mouth. I want my contiguous warmth, my unbroken pulse, my pool. I want no creek, no watershed, no slipping over rocks, no up or downstream, no loop, but me, just me.
Oh. That's Christine Deevil reading In Your Care. It was recorded during a reading at Seattle Arts and Lectures. And just the detritus of the creek comes to mind because it is an urban waterway and it's in all of our care, but that's a really interesting way for her to frame the bigger picture about what we take care of collectively.
Right, and so that credit card and that person, Elizabeth Klein, comes to stand in for many possible things that may have floated down that stream.
Yeah, amazing. Well, that was the first poem. What else have you brought in by Christine?
Well, this second poem takes that idea of being in one another's care and brings it into a very different context. And again, I think it's a great example of Christine seeing something that others might not. In this case, a very small drama right at the grocery store checkout counter. So here's Christine reading Each Day on the Verge.
So this one has as its place Food Giant, you Wallingfordians who might remember the Food Giant. Each Day on the Verge. There are so many things to cry about in each day. It is an embarrassment of riches. I'm not even talking about the daily mural of wars, so big that from here the pile of limbs forms the face of Jesus sleeping, or the manifesto of abuse slathered on huge billboards around town. They've had to use a typeface so small that the words are just insects colonizing. What brushes by you or wafts to your feet is what I'm thinking of. From the checkout lane, I watched an older woman, small in a brown coat, two aisles down, set a French candy on the counter with her bread, her margarine, sugar fashioned as an orange, perfect sections, wrapped in cellophane. She stared at it as if asking, "What put you here?" Then grimaced with the answer, shaking her head, and put the candy back in the box above the magazines. I could hardly see the check I wrote, and I could have been all wrong if I had been behind her, said, "No, buy it," or "Let me buy that for you." She could have ticked off her doctor's rules, but all I saw was her denial of a want, her correction of the child who believes that wanting is enough, that what is sweet will tear itself open for her forever.
That's Christine Deevil reading Each Day on the Verge, recorded for Seattle Arts and Lectures, set in at a grocery store checkout line, Elizabeth, but clearly about so much more than that.
Right. And she opens it by pointing to that litany of news that we're getting on the air every day, and then taking it to that interaction that's observed just two rows over.
It's one of the great powers of poetry. We've been listening to work by Christine Deevil. Our thanks to Seattle Arts and Lectures for sharing the recording. And you can find more about Christine Deevil's book, Woodnote, and an interview that Elizabeth did with her at our website, KUOW.org. Thanks, as always, Elizabeth Austin.
Thanks, Marcy.
For KUOW's The Record, I'm Marcy Silman.